Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay has covered two of the Democratic presidential candidates, Bernie Sanders and Lincoln Chafee, for many years. Scott's here to discuss how they did in last night's presidential debate. First of all, let's talk about former Rhode Island Governor and Senator Lincoln Chafee. Scott, what stood out about his performance, if anything?
Well, it was a pretty weak performance, I think everyone would have to say. Certainly, that's how the national press has handled it. And watching it last night, it was almost at times painful to see how unfocused former Governor and Senator Chafee was. We all knew coming in that he had minuscule chances of becoming the Democratic nominee, and it doesn't seem like he really did anything to help upgrade that. In fact, I wonder if at some point he and wife Stephanie Chafee, who was out in Las Vegas last night being a good trooper, should have a heart-to-heart talk about just how long he continues this. He's running at less than 1% in some of the polls. He certainly did not acquit himself well last night, and I don't see how he used this prime-time perfect chance to try to get his name out there to an audience of more than 15 million people. This was a big ratings boon for the Democrats, and I just don't see how he generated any traction.
The debate moderator, Anderson Cooper, questioned Chafee about his vote early in his Senate career to weaken federal banking controls, and Chafee's response was, well, let's hear it.
Sir, what does that say about you, that you're casting a vote for something you weren't really sure about?
I think you're being a little rough. I just arrived at the United States Senate. I've been mayor of my city. My dad had died. I'd been appointed by the governor. It was the first vote, and it was 90-5.
Well, I think that was a very honest answer, maybe the most honest answer any candidate gave all night. That said, he should have had a better response. He knew he was going to be asked that. He's right that it was 90-5, and his vote wouldn't have made any difference. On the other hand, saying, you know, my dad ate my homework really is probably not a good response when you're on a national stage like this. You know, sometimes you have to own a vote that's a mistake. You have to be like Hillary Clinton, who said no, she made a mistake when she voted for the Iraq War. And Chafee should have simply said, you know, I was a brand new senator and I did make a mistake. If I had a mulligan on that one, I'd like to take it.
Let's move to Bernie Sanders. When you were a reporter in Vermont, you covered him. How do you think that Sanders did?
I think Sanders helped himself. You know, if you look at the Beltway kind of reaction, everybody says that Clinton actually won this. But the focus groups, the search data, and social media information kind of tell a bit of a different story, one in which many viewers love what Sanders had to say and were quite interested in him. The only thing about him is I think at times he was a little shaky on foreign policy. However, on domestic policy, he certainly puts a contrast up there to almost everyone. You know, to Hillary Clinton, policy problems require these kind of policy solutions and five-point programs and white papers and all this stuff. Whereas Sanders, I think, is speaking to the frustrations of a lot of Americans who just think the system is rigged. They think that the 1% and the big donors, as we saw in this New York Times story last Sunday about less than 200 people giving more than half the money in this presidential campaign, and the Citizens United and all the dark money out there that controls politics in Washington, I think he's touching a chord. Now, he didn't sound as grounded on foreign policy as Hillary Clinton did. I think she did a much better job discussing the nuances of that, which she should. She's Secretary of State. But I do think on domestic issues that Sanders was very clear-cut. I've known him for 40 years. You always know where Bernie Sanders stands, for better or worse.
So what do Sanders and Link Chafee have to do, the two New England candidates, what do they have to do to move forward in this?
I think Sanders has to brush up on foreign policy before the next debate in Iowa next month. I believe it's November 14th. And I think he's probably got to have a little bit better answer on gun control. He comes from a rural state. We understand that. In Vermont, a lot of people have guns. They use them for hunting. They don't have gangs, shooting police or drug kind of gangs that we have in other cities. So the urban and rural differences in guns, I think he has to come up with a better answer to that. And I do think he should do a little better debate preparation when it comes to the foreign policy side.
And finally, how would you rate the first Democratic debate compared with the Republicans?
Well, I think the big winner last night was the Democratic Party. And I think you saw that on a number of levels. First of all, the comedy among the candidates. I think Martin O'Malley at one point tried to point out that whatever our disagreements are, they agree on many more issues. And there wasn't the kind of snarky one-liners that the Republicans were throwing at each other, the kind of ad hominem attacks. There was nobody like Trump with his bombast and his sloganeering. I think you saw a debate where people were trying in good faith to be civil to each other for the most part. I think the biggest moment was Bernie Sanders talking about how the American people are sick of these quote-unquote damn emails that we heard about for 17 months from this Benghazi committee that has gone on now longer than the Watergate investigation. And, of course, Clinton smiled, reached over, and shook his hand. I think the Democrats are trying to address serious policy issues, and the Republicans look like they're grandstanding. Now, part of this may be the huge Republican field, and it's very unwieldy. It's hard to have a debate when you've got all these people up on stage, whereas the Democrats had a much more manageable five candidates.
Had one more thought. Did you think that the presidential debate last night, the Democrats, do you think that debate structure favored Hillary Clinton?
Yes, in a way it does, because she's the best known. On the other hand, had she made a major gaffe, it would have hurt her. When you're the best known candidate, what happens is the spotlight is on you. You have to perform well. And I think overall that she did that.
I mean, I notice at the end, they started with Lincoln Chafee and then built up to the ending by Hillary Clinton.
Well, Link Chafee was complaining today on CNN that basically he only got 9 minutes of the two-hour debate, and I'm thinking maybe that was fortuitous for him. Senator Whitehouse also said today that he thinks Chafee ought to get out. Now, Senator Whitehouse is, of course, supporting Hillary Clinton, so maybe that's de rigueur and what you'd expect from him.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Rhode Island Public Radio's political analyst, Scott McKay.
Thank you.